This is the Northwest Colorado News. I'm Shannon Lucan. State legislators had questions about the wolf introduction program Wednesday in a joint Senate and House Agriculture and Natural Resources Committee meeting. Meeting started out with the Deputy Director of Colorado Parks and Wildlife, Reed DeWalt, talking about threats that have been made to CPW staff.
But the fact is that we have been pretty heavily threatened during this operation, which is sad to say. We've been followed during the operation. We have people staking out our offices. There's been threats of violence on social media and through phone calls. We're taking this very seriously, and it's just unfortunate that that is occurring out there. I don't think any CPW staff member should be threatened with violence because they're doing their job.
Senator Dylan Roberts is chair of that committee representing Senate District 8, which includes Rout and Moffitt counties.
We appreciate those comments. I think everybody on the panel agrees with that, and we thank the hardworking men and women of CPW.
We reach out to Colorado Parks and Wildlife about any threats and whether arrests have been made and received the following statement. CPW has no further comments on this topic. Wolves are being released in Colorado anytime now through next weekend. CPW has not provided any more details except that it could be up to 15 wolves from British Columbia in Pitkin, Garfield, or Eagle counties. The 25th Annual Airline Partners Summit hosted by Steamboat Resort was this week, and all six airlines that fly into Yampa Valley Regional Airport in Hayden were represented, along with local business members and elected officials. One presentation was about the Mountain Rail Project, which would be from Denver to Craig, and there would be stops in Oak Creek as well. Here's Shoshana Liu, who's the Executive Director of the Colorado Department of Transportation.
We're thrilled to be here to talk about all of the progress that's been made in the past year and a half towards making Mountain Rail a reality for this region. There's so much potential to connect places within the valley across the state through rail that being able to prioritize this project is a tremendous opportunity for all of us working together.
Liu also told the audience trains are much safer than driving on winter roads. The tri-state settlement is being discussed today with the Moffitt County Board of County Commissioners, Natural Resources Director Jeff Comstock, members of Craig City Council, and Craig City Manager Peter Brixius. In Alpine news, Steamboat's Cody Winters has finished third, taking the bronze medal in World Cup slalom in Austria. It's Cody's first World Cup podium after five fourth-place finishes. He was interviewed at the finish line.
Yeah, it feels amazing. I've been super close to some podiums now, and so to finally get on the podium is just amazing. It feels super good, super hyped that finally happened.
Annabelle Ayed with Steamboat Springs Winter Sports Club won the bronze medal in dual moguls mixed team with teammate Chase Littlefield at the 2025 FIS Freestyle Junior World Championships. That's in Kazakhstan. SSWSC alumni Abby McLarnon also had top finishes. That's the news. I'm Shannon Lukens. Check it out for yourself at SteamboatRadio.com, where the locals go for news.